The Democratic Alliance welcomes the announcement made by the Minister of Health, Dr. Zweli Mkhize, during this morning's urgent meeting of the Portfolio Committee of Health that 1 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine will be acquired during this month of January from the Serum Institute of India. This announcement comes at the back of the Portfolio Committee of Health, where the DA pushed hard for oversight over government's tardy vaccine rollout strategy and the undesirable timelines. We are therefore welcoming the fact that headway has been made to prioritize frontline workers who require this vaccine as a matter of urgency as numbers and as infections and fatalities rise. However, as stated to the minister this morning, the acquisition of this vaccine is but the first step. There are many more elements that are needed in this process and which need to be ironed out as soon as possible. Firstly, we need to understand that we need to have transparency around the cost of the vaccine and whether or not larger volumes can be procured. The reality is that we cannot have small quantities of this vaccine if we are to meet the target of 40 million South Africans who need to be vaccinated by the end of the year. And therefore, we need South Africa's own sustainable acquisition of the vaccine in larger quantities. Thirdly, we also need to understand what the logistical details on the storage, the transportation, and the distribution of the first million doses of the vaccine will be, and how these frontline workers will be identified and who will be prioritized and how they will be distributed the vaccine with. If we are to meet our target, which is the audacious target of 40 million South Africans by the end of the year, then we need to move at pace. We need to make sure that there are no backlogs in this process, and we need to make sure that the government is not in any way complacent with this first acquisition of the vaccine. We need to make sure that we exercise our oversight role as members of parliament and as parliament to make sure that we are getting as many vaccine doses as possible from a sustainable source as quickly as possible, so that many South Africans can get this life-saving vaccine, they can get back to work, so we can save both lives and livelihoods.